Maryland's Medical Cannabis Commission has already approved 11 dispensaries to be placed throughout Baltimore City. But as WYPR's Dominique Maria Benassi reports, the lack of strict zoning requirements has some city residents worried about where the dispensaries will go up.
The Cannabis Commission was responsible for licensing the dispensaries, but the city government was left to decide where to place them. And that has raised fears for many residents, including those in Wyman Park and Hamden, where at least 4 dispensaries are permitted by the state.
How far such a dispensary would be from residential areas, child care centers, parks, churches, you know, and schools. And also how far the dispensary should be from other dispensaries.
That's Jack Boyson, president of the Wyman Park Community Association. When the city updated its zoning laws earlier this year, it didn't take medical marijuana dispensaries into account.
It's unfortunate because Baltimore City is a little bit behind the eight ball in what they did in terms of the zoning code.
Leah Heist is president of the Chesapeake Integrated Health Institute, LLC, one of the 2 dispensaries with licenses to open in Hamden.
Unlike every other jurisdiction in the state, Baltimore City did not take any action.
City Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark says that although city government cannot determine whether or not they will have dispensaries,
we do have zoning ability to relegate them. And so in Baltimore, they are relegated to commercially zoned properties.
Clark says commercial zones often butt up against residential areas, playgrounds, and schools. City Council's Land Use and Transportation Committee has scheduled a hearing today to determine the zoning regulations for dispensaries. Heist says that her dispensary's location is in a zone that would fall under standard cannabis dispensary guidelines in states like California and Colorado, where cannabis laws are more progressive.
I'm sure my other dispensary owner compatriots in the city were just as diligent to make sure that it would fit within what those types of standard guidelines are.
Jack Boyson and other residents also worry about a possible increase in crime in their neighborhoods.
I think some people are concerned about whether this is going to attract a crime to the neighborhood or what kind of changes this is going to impact their quality of life.
Clark says that's a very real concern.
Those fears are based on a couple things. One is the impact of methadone maintenance clinics on crime in neighborhoods.
But she points to a study in July of this year by the University of California that found that crime went down in Los Angeles neighborhoods when medical marijuana dispensaries opened and up when the dispensaries closed. Leah Heist says that upon opening her dispensary and being aware of the stigmas of cannabis, she reached out to the Hamden Community Associations to be more transparent.
Most of the things that they had asked for were already in our security plan. You know, they wanted to make sure that we had security guards. They wanted to make sure that we would be open, you know, that we weren't going to be open till 1 o'clock in the morning, that there wouldn't be consumption on site. So all of those things were within our business plan.
Dispensary owners, zoning officials, and the public will have the chance to voice their thoughts and concerns about the new dispensaries today at the City Hall hearing. I'm Dominique Maria Benassi for 88.1 WYPR.